to episode 4 of the Viking Voices Augustana Athletics Podcast. Today we're fortunate to have in studio a special guest with us, former Augustana Viking and now Minnesota Viking running back CJ Hamm. CJ, thanks for joining us on the podcast. Excited to have you here in studio with us to talk about all the things that you've accomplished here over the last year or so, heading into your first NFL training camp. Thanks for joining the show, and how are things been going?
Things have been going well. I mean, we've been on a little break now. I'll just come back, spending time with my family, and just making sure that I'm staying in shape and getting ready for training camp.
When you think about the last time you had the Augustana uniform on in November, that playoff game out in California, and everything that you've accomplished since then, from training for the combine, working your combine, NFL draft passing, then getting the invite to mini camp. From there, you were signed. You got married. Your wife, Stephanie Stevens, Stephanie Hamm now, Stephanie Stevens, former soccer player here at Augustana, gave birth to your daughter, Skylar, 3 weeks ago. Have you been able to sit back and look and say, wow, this has been a lot here?
Like you said, it's been a pretty crazy year. I really haven't had time to, really take it all in. But, everything just going, and I'm just rolling with the punches. And, I'm loving everything that's happening. I've been blessed. Our family's been blessed. And, I couldn't be happier right now.
Another thing that's happened to you here recently, I'm kind of jealous. I recently tried to verify the Go Auggie Twitter account now that they're letting everybody apply. You recently received that blue check mark on social media out on Twitter. How did that process work, and how has that changed your interaction with fans or anybody on social media at this point?
Once you get a blue check mark, I guess you're the real deal. That's what I've heard. But, my Twitter interactions weren't by any means, I wasn't famous or anything. So, after getting that blue check mark, a lot of people start to, follow you and, contact you. So it's been pretty cool to see that whole experience and just gaining followers and, actually seeing interaction with, not only not only fans of the Vikings or my personal fans, just other verified accounts as well. I'm pretty sure another verified account just said happy birthday to me last week. So that was a pretty cool experience.
Now, being a part of the Minnesota Vikings organization, a couple of days ago, you just celebrated a birthday as well, and Minnesota Vikings tweet, happy birthday, CJ Hamm, picture in a Vikings uniform. Does that settle in at all? Is that just normal for you now, or does that kind of, hey, that's pretty cool? I mean, growing up in Minnesota, being a fan of the Vikings, I'm sure, growing up, how does that feel to see something like that?
I thought it was very cool. Regardless, I've been with the Vikings for, quite some time now, I guess. But I'm still just happy and blessed every single day. Just to see an organization really, show love to their players like that, it's just very humbling. And, I was kind of speechless when I saw it and, kind of realized, like, wow, this organization really cares about us.
You said you've had some time off, obviously, the birth of your daughter here, and leading up into training camp, have you had time to maybe sit down a little bit and reflect and talk with family and think about all the great things that have happened here, all the hard work you've put into this, and here we go, it's training camp time and ready to get back to work?
Definitely. I was blessed right away just to get the invite, and for them to sign me, I was fortunate and just happy. So I've always thought about that, and just thinking, like, wow, I made this step. I got to this step. A lot of people don't even get this far. I was just hoping for an invite, at the end of the football season, and I got that, and I made the best of it. And now the work starts now. So, going into training camp, I know I have to work even harder, and nothing's guaranteed anymore.
Coming off your senior season at Augustana, 5 years with the program, really worked hard all those years, vying for retirement. The senior year really, really exploded. Rushed for over 1,000 yards, 16 touchdowns. We all knew what kind of back you were heading into that senior season, seeing your explosiveness and your power and your shiftiness. But what can you reflect on your senior season here at Augustana, making the playoffs, sharing the NSIC South Division title? How do you reflect on your senior and your career with the Vikings here?
I wouldn't change my career, at all. I know I split time my first 3 years playing here, and Dejon was a great back. I learned so much from him, and to this day, if I didn't have him, I wouldn't even say I'd be the same running back I am today. So I'm really thankful for that experience with him and just with that coaching staff and with the coaching staff we have now, because they really molded me into the player I am. And just going into my senior year, I knew I had all the tools. I learned from Dejon and, you know, all my coaches I had. And, you know, it was just time for me to go out there and, you know, show it on tape and get myself an opportunity.
I'd have to think that having done that in your career already, having, you know, been the backup running back for 3 years and waiting for your turn, that's got to benefit you heading into an NFL training camp.
Oh, I'd say so, you know, because, you know, I'm not going in there expecting to, you know, go out and take anybody's spot. I'm going in there to do the best I can do. And, you know, wherever that leads me, if that's special teams, if that's a backup running back spot, whatever it leads me, I'm ready to take that role and do what I can do to help make the team the best they can be.
You're listening to the Viking Voices Augustana Athletics Podcast. I'm Tim Evans, the host, Director of Athletic Communications. We're joined with Minnesota Viking running back C.J. Ham, former Augustana Viking. C.J., let's take a step back a little bit and go back into the combine training. You trained here in Sioux Falls with Sanford Power. How much work would you say, people that might not know, how much goes into that training, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally, and what kind of energy goes into that training, making sure that when you go into that combine, you know exactly what you have to do on each drill to output the best effort that you can.
Well, I mean, especially being a Division II player, I mean, your pro day or your combine is, you know, that's all you have. I mean, yes, there is tape, but sometimes scouts don't look at the Division II tape as closely as they do as the big time schools. So, you know, really going out there and showing them exactly what you can do and putting your best foot forward in that sense. So making sure you're running your fastest 40, because that might be the only time you get an opportunity to show the NFL teams how fast you are. So, training with Sanford Power was great. I mean, they had great staff out there. I trained with Jesse Haynes, and he did a great job with me. He was really specific with me, and you know, made sure my weaknesses weren't shown. You know, he made sure I got as fast as I could be, as quick as I could be, and you know, as light as on my feet as I could be. And like I said, I mean, going into pro days was, you know, that was my shot. That was my time to, you know, really show the NFL teams what I could do. And I was fortunate enough to be able to, you know, show them good things.
Did they do any mental mind over matter type work with you? I mean, it's got to, as a football player, you know what you can do on the field. Mm-hmm. And you go into the training camp or you go into the combine event and the pro days, and they're basing it on how many events is it? You know, they're basing it on your 40, yeah, on your dot drill, on your bench press. It's kind of strange to kind of think, hey, I know I can play football, but you're going to base me off of what I do here. And you obviously did very well, but is that kind of a mental block going into that? Is that something you have on your mind or the back of your mind, or you're just focused in on what you've been training and ready to go?
I mean, yeah, because going into training, we only train specifically the drills that I was going to be tested on. So, I mean, when you're there, you know, they all know we can play football. That's what tape is for. But you know, when they're there, they want to see those tests. So, you know, I trained specifically for all those tests and made sure I was I did my best on every single one.
Obviously, going into the NFL is a big jump for a Division II player. We've seen a lot more Division II players make that jump here in the last 5 to 10 years and be successful. The Minnesota Vikings right now, you know, current teammates that also played in the NSIC, Adam Thielen played at Minnesota State, Brian Leonhart, Bemidji State, Zach Moore at Concordia St. Paul. The Vikings had a long time fullback, Jim Kleinsaucer, had a long career with the Vikings after a great career at North Dakota. You think of guys like Danny Woodhead, Derek's success that they've had. How has that helped you leading up into the combine and then moving into minicamp and then OTAs? Has anybody talked to you about that, or do you just know that personally you have what it takes, or seeing that past success, does that help drive you?
It definitely does. I mean, showing that there's, you know, that there's guys in the NFL right now that are from all divisions, no matter Division I, Division II, Division III, NAIA. I mean, if you're talented, they'll find you. And, you know, I've always had that mindset. I mean, I always knew that going to the NFL would be, you know, a really hard task. I mean, it's a hard task for anybody. I mean, not a lot of people get these opportunities. But I knew coming from a Division II school would be even a little tougher. So, I mean, I just went out there and did what I could do to the best of my ability. And I was just glad that they, you know, they took notice of it. And, you know, it just really shows me that no matter what level you play at, they'll find you. And I'm just glad I got that opportunity.
When you think about all the work that went into it, what did you do here at Augustana, or what do you think Augustana did to help prepare you to be ready for that jump? I mean, you obviously, like we said, we have a breakout season, your senior season, but what kind of work did you put in throughout the years, and how did you see yourself grow into the player that you are now playing in the NFL?
I mean, just great coaching. I mean, one thing I always took with me is I always try to be coachable, regardless of how talented you are. You know, all the things you bring to the table. If you're not coachable, you know, you can't really play. So, I mean, I always took coaching very seriously, and you know, my weaknesses were told me by coaches, and I worked on them. And you know, I think I bring that to the table at an NFL team is, you know, just to be coachable.
Did you have any conversations prior to the NFL draft, or with an agent, or different teams? Any conversations you had where you thought you might hear your name called in that NFL draft, or was it, hey, let's get ready, let's make myself marketable, to sign as a free agent, or get that rookie minicamp invite, and we'll go from there?
I knew I was kind of a one-year wonder. I mean, I got my shot my senior year, so that was my biggest year I had. My junior was okay, but my senior year was really the year that got me out there. So I knew I wasn't going to get drafted. I mean, it would have been awesome to get drafted, but I knew my name wouldn't come off the board in those 3 days. But I was hoping for just an opportunity, and whether that be a free agent contract or a rookie minicamp invite. I mean, they're kind of the same to me. I just wanted an opportunity to go out there and show what I had.
Heading into the rookie minicamp, what kind of things did you, or what were you told to expect? And it's a short time, and there's a lot of players you're talking. You're playing with, you know, first round picks, tryout players, and a tryout basis. And you were invited on a tryout basis. How do you prepare for that? I mean, that seems like a pretty daunting experience for someone to head into this. Okay, this is it. I got 3 days. I think it was minicamp 3 days. And to make my mark, how do you prepare for that, and what did you do to show them that you were the guy they needed to sign?
I mean, obviously, I was nervous as soon as I got the call. Agent told me that I'm going out to Minnesota to try out. So, I mean, I was nervous right away, but it was announced, and Jake Nordine, I don't know if you remember Punter Joe, who was here. Jake Nordine is his brother. He played tight end and fullback in the league for a long time. He contacted me right away and just gave me a heads up and just told me to work hard and be coachable. That was the biggest thing, is just show them that you can learn and, you know, take their coaching. So, I mean, going into it, that's all I was going to do was just go there and, you know, just put my best foot forward and just try as hard as I can. And regardless what happens, I mean, just go out there and put everything out on the field. And the Vikings actually had me playing fullback and running back right away. So, I mean, I had to learn a lot of the playbook, and I was able to do that, you know, thankfully being at Augustana. You know, it's a pretty good institution, you know, and so it definitely helped me be able to learn the playbook and, you know, in that short amount of time and be able to get signed.
You're listening to the Viking Voices Augustana Athletics Podcast. We're joined by Minnesota Viking running back C.J. Hamm. C.J., you mentioned the versatility that you thought was going to be expected of you at that mini camp, and the versatility to play multiple positions, but also to learn the playbook. I mean, how much of that mini camp was learning what they wanted you to do, getting into that playbook or getting into the classroom and figuring out, okay, this is what I got to do so I know where I need to be, what I need to do to perform at the best of your ability?
I mean, that's what it all was, really. I mean, you know, obviously we go out on the field and we perform, but the biggest thing is being able to learn the playbook. I mean, if you can't learn the playbook, I don't know if they're going to keep you around, you know. You got to be able to be on the field, not on the sideline. So just being able to learn the playbook was a huge thing, and I was just glad I was able to do that in a quick amount of time.
Another thing that's got to help you, too, is being versatile. You can play running back, you can play fullback, you can play wing, you can play special teams. How much of that do you think played a factor into your eventual signing with the team?
I think it played a big part. I mean, just being able to, you know, possibly play two positions and be valuable on special teams is definitely something all teams can look for, because, I mean, there's in the NFL, everybody can play. I mean, everybody's really good, especially on the Vikings. We have a lot of good guys. Everybody there deserves to be there. So just being able to be versatile is a big part.
When you went to the mini camp, did you feel like it was a tryout process, or did you feel like it was, hey, I'm back on the football field doing what I know and what I love to do?
It was just going out there and doing what I know. I mean, I wasn't overthinking it at any means. I was just going out there and doing what I could.
So So following the minicamp, you were one of the few that was signed to a free agent contract. What was that experience like? Obviously, we saw it play out on my end, dealing with the Minnesota Vikings and the PR staff, and being able to announce that on our end. We're excited to have you playing for the Vikings, be able to say, hey, Augustana Viking, Minnesota Viking, CJ Ham. How did that play out? What was that experience like? And how did you share that news with your family and friends? And just tell us, what was that experience like?
It was a great experience. It was very humbling. Right after the mini camp, they called me up and said they wanted to speak with me. And when he told me that the Vikings were, they wanted to sign me, my heart dropped a little bit. I was just like, wow, I'm actually here right now. I'm going to get signed by an NFL team. And that was short lived, because after that, it's back to work. Now it's just another opportunity to go out there and make the team for the rest of the season. But definitely in that moment, it was special. And it was Mother's Day the day before I got signed, and I called my mom and let her know, and she was happy, and then the rest of my family was happy as well.
That's got to be a dream come true. You think about it. Grew up a Vikings fan, growing up in Minnesota. Playing for the Minnesota Vikings, putting on that jersey. What was that experience like? I assume you were a Vikings fan growing up in Minnesota.
Yep, definitely. It was a great experience, man. Every single day during OTAs and minicamp, when I walked to that field, I just thanked God for every opportunity I got. Cause I couldn't believe that I was walking into the Minnesota Vikings locker room, getting ready for my work, getting ready for the day. It was just a humbling experience.
Moving on from the mini camp experience, you go right into OTAs, organized team activities, and full squad workouts. Here we go, NFL, you're in. What was that experience like?
It was great. The speed was so much faster than rookie mini camp. At rookie mini camp, we're all rookies, haven't played in the NFL, so we don't know the true game speed of the NFL game. But definitely being out there the first day, I realized that, like, wow, these guys are the best in the world at what they do. We're not just playing against some of the best at the Division II level. We're playing against the best in the whole world. Everybody in the NFL is. And it was just, the experience was phenomenal. Being able to see Adrian Peterson and Stephon Diggs, Teddy Bridgewater, all those guys in person, and seeing their work ethic, it definitely shows you that, you definitely need to work hard to be in this league.
You're obviously going into this a professional, now you're an athlete, and you're with the Minnesota Vikings. Did you find yourself kind of in awe a little bit at first, thinking you coming in as a fan, you've watched these guys play on Sundays, and hey, I'm standing right next to them. I'm in line doing drills with Adrian Peterson, Jerick McKinnon, Matt Asiata. How was that? How did you deal with that? Or did you have any of those feelings right away? And how quickly, did they go away?
It definitely awestruck a little bit. Coming out there, walking onto the practice field, everybody's getting ready to practice. You're definitely like, oh, wow, I'm here right now. But, once you're out there and you realize that, hey, I deserve to be there too. I'm just as good as a lot of these guys, and we get an opportunity. We all deserve to be on this field. So that off feeling kind of goes away, because then it's time to work and it's time to get better.
You've gotten to know Minnesota Viking Chad Greenway over your 5 years here at Augustana, playing with Jason and Justin Greenway. Chad spends a lot of time at Augustana, especially in the summer months with celebrity camps and that sort of thing. How has that relationship helped you, or Chad have any advice for you heading into minicamp or OTAs?
I saw Chad right after I signed, and he just told me to work hard and go out there and be the best you can be. And Chad's been in the league for a long time. He's a vet. He knows how everything goes, and he says, I'm in a good spot, and just go out there and work hard.
And you're looking ahead to training camp. How do you feel going into your first NFL camp? You feeling healthy and ready, excited, nervous, kind of a little bit of everything I imagine, but how do you feel heading into your first NFL camp?
Like you said, I'm feeling all the emotions. I'm excited, nervous. I wouldn't say I'm scared, but I'm nervous out there a little bit, and going into the training camp, but it's gonna be cutthroat. Everybody doesn't make the team, everybody doesn't make it through the full preseason. So I'm just going in there knowing that I have to do my best every single day. Whether that's just being in the playbook, whether that's showing it on the field, whether it's being a good teammate, just be me and just go out there, and whatever happens.
You're listening to the Viking Voices Augustana Athletics Podcast. We're joined by Minnesota Viking running back C.J. Hamm. C.J. heads to Mankato, Minnesota on Thursday to report to the Minnesota Vikings training camp. What'll that be like going to Mankato, a place you've played a few times in your college career, getting to go to Mankato, a familiar place, and compete for a roster spot?
I think it's great. It's only about two and a half hours away from here. You know, a lot of the guys are traveling from across the country. So, I mean, just me being able to drive 2 hours to a training camp to somewhere I've been for track and for football countless times is, it's kind of a welcoming to me.
As a fan, when you were growing up, did you ever get down to Mankato and go to training camp as a fan?
No, I never did. So this is my first experience.
Yeah, I've been there, you know, multiple times as a fan. It's one of those experiences you're thinking, wow, this is practice. I mean, it's, you know, stadium's full, everyone's there watching. You got all the fields going at all times. It's kind of a great, fun experience for fans who, especially for families, maybe take some kids out of the, you're not going to take them to a game during the regular season, get to see the players up close and what they do on a daily basis to get ready for that season. Going into it, could you have kind of an idea of what's a day going to look like in training camp?
We have our schedules. I mean, it's pretty much just meetings and practice and more meetings and, you know, sleep. So it kind of like any fall camp type of feel.
Have you had a chance to visit U.S. Bank Stadium yet? I've seen a lot of pictures. They just opened it up and had this past weekend had fans coming in to get free tours, and the media had a tour, and it looks like an unbelievable facility. I know I've driven by there on the freeway in Minneapolis and saw just the sheer size of the building. Thinking about, you could probably fit two Metrodomes inside that facility. Have you had a chance to visit the stadium yet?
No, I have not. You know, I've seen pictures and videos, and, you know, I've driven past it countless times as well. And it's a beautiful stadium, and, you know, I'm really happy. You know, I get a chance to play in it.
It's obviously a massive stadium, sheer size, what, the locker room, the video boards. How do you think it'll be stepping out there for that first preseason game at U.S. Bank Stadium and in front of the fans? And can you imagine that emotion yet, or are you just waiting to get through training camp first?
I don't think anybody can imagine the emotion until it happens. I mean, I can picture it, but I have no idea how it's going to feel or what it's going to look like or how it's going to affect me. But I can only think of it as being a glorious experience. And but like you said, I'm just focused on getting through training camp and getting to that point.
We've seen recently in the NFL a lot of younger players maybe ending their careers early because of injury concerns, whether it's head injuries, you know, leg injuries, different sort of things. Kind of interesting to see, you know, players that make a lot of money, players that have had very successful careers starting to take care of their bodies and make sure that they're in the long run healthy for themselves and their families. And how big of a aspect is the health and the nutrition and that sort of the training that goes into keeping your body healthy to go through that grind? I know you've played football for quite some time, and myself play college football. Obviously it's not the NFL, but you go through a lot, your body goes through a lot playing this game. What kinds of things have you done to kind of make yourself, obviously the training with the combine, but make yourself in the best shape you can be to make sure you stay healthy?
Like you said, staying healthy is the biggest part, man. If you can't be healthy, you know, a team can't use you. I mean, getting injured is something, you know, it happens to everybody, but, you know, you definitely want to do all you can to make it not happen at that moment. So, I mean, like you said, nutrition, recovery, stretching, all those things play a big part into what I do and what a lot of people do to keep their bodies healthy.
Have you gone through any sort of training, any kind of rookie training? Do they talk to you about injuries or health concerns? How do they kind of teach you, I guess, educate you on how to take care or how to notice something and how to use the training staffs to your advantage?
I mean, they always tell us, if you feel something right away, just go to the trainers. I mean, whether it's a little nick or a big injury, go to the trainers, get checked out, let them see what's going on with you, and get you back ready onto the field as soon as possible.
Heading into training camp, we've all seen the pictures and the videos. C.J. Hamm wearing number 30. Obviously, they probably didn't have any conversations with AP about number switch. He wasn't interested in giving up the 2-8.
He definitely wasn't interested. No, that's for sure.
28 was always your number, or is that just an when you got to Augustana?
It's an Augustana thing.
What'd you wear in high school?
24.
24. Okay, so yeah, it's so you were okay, good going with 30.
Oh yeah, I was more than okay. I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's just a number.
Yeah. well, CJ, we thank you for joining the show with us and in letting the fans know what you've been going through here the last year and leading into training camp. We wish you the best of luck and the best of health, and we'll be rooting for you, and we're all Minnesota Vikings fans now, and it'd be great to follow you, and we're excited to see what you can do in the NFL. So thanks for joining us. Any last words for the Viking fans out there?
Let's go Vikes.
And this was the fourth episode of the Viking Voices Augustana Athletics podcast. And don't forget, for all the latest and greatest up-to-date information on Augustana Athletics, make sure to visit our website at goaugie.com.